order the December 1st, 2020 open public meeting of the Arizona State Personnel Board is hereby called to order. The location of this meeting is 1740 West Adams Street, Conference Room B, Phoenix, Arizona. The time is 10:30 a.m. Robin, would you please call the roll?
Mark Siska?
Here.
Harmony Duport?
Here.
Chad Kirkpatrick?
Here.
Jason Dudek?
Here.
I acknowledge that all board members are appearing via Google Meets, as well as Board Counsel Jeff Popple. Robin Van Staten, board staff, is attending in person. Under the consideration of the dismissal appeal of David Stetler versus Department of Corrections, Rehabilitation, and Reentry. Kirsten, since you've been here before, you know that you'll have 5 minutes if you need 5 minutes to state your position. And then there will be a bell or a chime of some kind that will end in 5 minutes. You can finish your statement, but at that point we'd ask you to stop.
Certainly.
At this point, I'll turn it over to you, Kirsten.
Thank you. Well, we are appearing on behalf of the Department of Corrections on Hearing Officer Marley's order dismissing David Stelter's appeal as untimely. The Department of Corrections urges this board to adopt the hearing officer's order. We believe that the hearing officer properly granted the motion to dismiss because Mr. Stelter's appeal is facially untimely as set forth both on his appeal and as he admitted subsequently in response to the motion to dismiss. So just briefly, on September 10, 2020, Stelter received a notice of dismissal notifying him of his dismissal, which was effective on September 14, 2020 at 5 p.m. So it was even before the effective date of his dismissal that he received notice of the dismissal. And that notice of dismissal provided him with ample information concerning his right to appeal, how he should appeal, and that he should submit the appeal in writing to the personnel board within 10 working days of the effective date of the appeal. So in essence, he didn't just have 10 working days to file his appeal. He had actually 18 calendar days to file the appeal in total. As Mr. Stelter has stated, he did nothing for 18 days, and it wasn't until midnight on the 28th that he first began typing his submission of an appeal to the Arizona State Personnel Board. So quite predictably, in light of that, his appeal was actually submitted on the 29th, one day late. Given the statutory deadlines, which are jurisdictional to this board, his appeal is untimely. This board cannot entertain an untimely appeal. It's a jurisdictional deadline. It's not subject to equitable tolling or any other sort of excusable neglect guidelines, and even if it were, based upon Mr. Stelter's own admission that he was completely inactive for 18 days, none of those would apply. So in light of that, we urge the board to adopt the hearing officer's order, dismiss this appeal, and conclude this action. With that, I am happy to answer any of the board's questions.
Thank you, Kirsten. Are there any questions? Kirsten, I have a couple.
Yes.
So when we talk about the 10 working days, and this may be something that is not addressed anywhere, but I'm just curious. So he was notified at effective September 14th at 5 p.m.
Correct.
Wouldn't his days total until 5 p.m., 10 working days, so that they wouldn't carry till midnight?
No, so it's the effective date of the decision. So the effective date would have been on September 14th.
So 5 o'clock. So wouldn't he get until 5 o'clock on the, what was it, the 29th?
No.
We actually waited until midnight.
No, not the way the statute or the rules are constructed. So it speaks of working days, not effective time. So when you calculate working days or business days, count the day of. I'm sorry?
Can you move closer to the microphone?
You might be.
Muted. How about I'm muted on mine so we don't get that crazy echo?
I see.
So if you mute yours, then I can turn on mine and maybe that'll be better.
Right? Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this better?
Now we're getting it. Now it's.
Okay. So because the statute and the rules speak of working days as opposed to particular periods of time, you count from the date of the effective date of the decision. It doesn't say the time of the decision, it says the date of the decision per the statute. So if it's 10 working days from the effective date of the decision, then it would the time would actually begin on September 14th, because that's the effective date. Oh no, I don't have them. Did you turn off the volume?
I did, because it's echoing.
Oh no. Oh, these technical difficulties.
And this is maybe not an important point, but I was thinking that he actually had 7 additional hours. And he should have filed by 5 o'clock on that date, because that's the end of the working day.
I apologize. We had a slight technical difficulty. We're kind of managing the audio in here, so I missed the first part. But I think that if the statute was written in a way that said that provided for a time period or from the time of the effective time or the effective minute, then that might be a permissible construction. But because the statute speaks of the effective date, then the date begins on the 14th.
Okay, so either way, he was late.
He was late.
Okay. Thank you. If there are no more questions, is there a motion on this case?
So this is Harmony, and I move that we adopt the hearing officer's findings of fact and conclusions of law as our own.
Second. Harmony, I have a question on that. Do you also move to grant the respondent's motion to dismiss?
I do.
You do. So if I can restate your motion, I move to adopt the hearing officer's finding of fact and the conclusions of law as our own. Then you further move that we grant the respondent's motion to dismiss, as the board does not have jurisdiction to hear the appeal. Would that be a? That's okay. Are there any questions on that motion? All in favor? Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No, the motion carries. Kristen, appreciate you showing up.
Thank you.
Can I do a roll call, please?
So since there's nobody there from the public, there's no need for a call for public comment. Is that correct? Anybody there, Riley?
No.
No.
No, okay.
Let me turn that off.
I need to mute that.
So in that case, I'm going to move that we adjourn. Is there a second?